Hello, I'm calling from Oregon Opinion Surveys. We're conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Now, to begin, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
Could you repeat that?
Yes, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Thank you very much. And are you in a place where you can safely talk and safely and openly on your phone?
Yes, I am.
Thank you. I know we're calling you on your cell phone, so we will make this as quick as possible, and we really appreciate your time. Now, are you 18 or older and registered to vote in Oregon?
I am.
Thank you. And we know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November general elections for president and Congress? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
I will definitely vote.
Thank you. And regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
I consider myself an independent voter.
Thank you. And just to make sure that we're talking to people of all ages, what is your age?
I will turn 75 later on this year.
So how should I record your answer? 74 or 75?
Well, right now I'm 74.
Okay, thank you. Now, just to be sure that we're representing everybody, may I ask your race? Are you white or Caucasian, black or African-American, Hispanic or Latino, Asian, Native American or American Indian, mixed, including Hispanic or Latino, or mixed, not including Hispanic or Latino?
I'm just an old white guy.
Thank you. Now, thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Well, it's extremely difficult at this point in time to actually see the direction that the country is headed in. There is fracturing. The country is fractured so much that half of the country is going in one direction and the other half of the country is going in the other direction. I see the separation as being more of an issue than the direction.
And for the purpose of the question, generally speaking, how do you feel? Do you feel very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
I can't tell what direction the country's headed in general. There isn't, it's not headed in any direction. At this point right now, it's all up in the air. There's no direction. I can't tell where it's going.
That's fine then. We'll move on.
So I have no way to say whether I'm satisfied because I don't even know.
Okay, that's fine. Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people in organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, a 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel, and if you have no opinion or have never heard of the person or organization, let me know. The first one we have is Janelle Bynum.
Give me just a moment.
Yes.
I'll put a solid 55 on it.
Thank you. Then we have Donald Trump.
I can't give him any rating. You didn't give me a low enough rating.
Well, 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. 50 means that you do not feel.
You didn't give me any negatives.
Unfortunately, we just have 0 to 100.
Okay, well, even 0 is pretty high.
So how should I record your answer on this one?
Well, you can only put 0. That's all you've got, I guess. Yeah, can you do negative zero?
No, we just zero negative. The lowest is zero.
Zero negative. like F minus.
Thank you. The next one was Republicans in Congress.
Oh, what do I think of the Republicans in Congress? I have to give them like a really, a 25 rating? Okay, 25.
25. Then we have
Some of them are actually really nice. Some of them are real people, so they get that's the 25 that they get. So
I understand.
Okay.
Thank you. The next one was Joe Biden.
Joe Biden has shown himself recently to be quite a character, and I'd like to send him up in the 65-70 area. 60. Let's call it 65. Okay.
65.
I have to run it in my head. Yeah.
65 or 55?
65.
55?
65.
Okay, thank you. 65. Thank you. Then we have MAGA Republicans.
Oh, those guys, I feel so sorry for them. How about if I give them a 5 just for general principle?
Thank you. Then we have J.D. Vance.
I know who he is. I've heard him speak. He is totally unimpressive. He's not as bad as Trump is, and he gave Trump 0, so it can't be that bad. 1. We'll give him a 1.
Thank you. Then we have Project 2025.
Oh, you see, I see no value in it whatsoever, so I have to give it 0.
Thank you. Then we have Democrats in Congress.
If both houses, I have to mix both houses.
It just says Democrats in Congress.
Yeah, see, they're making it hard. Let me think. Okay. They're hovering around that 62. Right, you make this hard.
Thank you.
Go ahead.
Then we have Kamala Harris.
You know, I'm so impressed. I'm going like with a 87, 90, 92. We'll go with a 92.
Thank you. And last on the list, we have Lori Chavez de Remer.
I'm going to have to go with, I'm not sure enough about her to give any kind of a thing, so I'm going to give it a straight 50. That's my, I have heard of her, but I don't know enough to make an opinion.
Thank you very much. Now, if the election for U.S. Congress were held today, would you vote for the Democrat or the Republican?
I typically lean way left, further left than Democrat, so I would vote for a Democrat if that was my farthest left choice.
Thank you. And we know it's a long way off, but if the election for president were held today, would you vote for Republican Donald Trump, Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Democrat Kamala Harris, or Independent Cornel West?
At this point right now, because I'm really impressed with Kim Wall, I would vote for Kamala. And Kim, because of the pair, I think that together they can be very effective.
Thank you. And regardless of how you plan to vote, who do you think will win the presidential election? Democrat Kamala Harris or Republican Donald Trump?
At this point, like I said about some things, I just can't tell. I can't tell what direction it's going. I have no, I've been looking, feeling, sensing. I'm lost. I'm at 50%. I can't tell.
And based on what you've heard, what you've seen in the news or people you know, who do you think will win the presidential election?
I only have hopes and dreams. I have no, that's all I got.
Okay.
If I knew, I'd bet on it. You know, if I thought I knew, I'd put money on it.
Okay, that's fine then. Now, we know it's a long way off, but if the election for Congress were held today, would you vote for Democrat Janelle Bynum or Republican Lori Chavez de Remer?
Again, in that case, I would have to look, compare their bios. I would have to go through and compare bios and make sure I knew who was saying what. At this point right now, I can't separate them. So, and just being a Democrat or just being a Republican isn't enough. I'd have to see what they've done. And I have to look into it. So,
and even though you are undecided, if you have to decide today, which candidate would you lean toward, Democrat Janelle Bynum or Republican Lori Chavez de Remer? If you're still undecided, let me know.
I'm still undecided.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
Now, even though you're not supporting Janelle Bynum now, what are the chances that you might support her for Congress in 2024? Is there a fair chance that you might support Bynum? A small chance? Just a very slight chance? Or no chance at all that you might support her?
There's a fair chance because I haven't looked into it. I'm open, but I haven't done enough homework.
Thank you. And likewise, even though you're not supporting Lori Chavez de Remer now, what are the chances that you might support her for Congress in November 2024? Is there a fair chance that you might support Chavez de Remer? A small chance, just a very slight chance, or no chance at all that you might support her?
A fair chance, depending on what I find out.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
I approve of some parts of it, basically, but I'm not completely impressed. Basically, yes.
We do have a scale, if that helps. We have strongly approve, somewhat approve, or somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove.
I somewhat approve, yes. Thank you. That makes
and
a little difference.
Thank you. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Lori Chavez de Remer is handling her job as your member of Congress?
Is she really my member of Congress?
It's what it says here. Since we're required to read verbatim, there's not much information that's been shared.
You know, I have not been following her. I've been following Ron Wyden and other people, but I'm not going to make an opinion because I just really don't know.
Okay, that's fine. Yeah. Now, as we wrap up the survey, and before we continue, I just want to thank you for your patience. We still have a few more questions to go, but we're almost there.
First off, I'd like to say I think it's interesting that I don't know. I didn't know that that was my congressperson.
Oh.
So that's interesting because I thought I was keeping tabs on what was going on. So
yes, it happens sometimes. So
okay, well,
now I'm going to read you. Yes, now I'm going to read you some doubts or concerns some people have raised about one of the candidates running for Congress. In this case, I will be talking with you about. Let me see. Lori Chavez de Remer. Please tell me how much of this one troubles you about supporting Chavez de Remer for Congress, and if it troubles you a great deal, quite a bit, just so much, or not at all. First we have, Chavez de Remer has embraced politicians whose extreme Project 2025 would radically reshape the federal government. The plan eliminates the Department of Education, drastically cuts Medicare, rolls back LGBTQ+ rights, defunds federal law enforcement agencies, and cuts environmental regulations while giving Trump nearly unchecked power in the White House. A vote for Chavez de Remer is a vote for these dangerous programs.
You know, you pretty much talked me out of voting for her. Thank you.
So, does this statement trouble you a great deal? Quite a bit?
Yeah.
Just some
no,
or not at all?
It bothers me deeply in multiple ways.
Okay. And so, based on that, how should I record your answer? A great deal or quite a bit?
A great deal.
Thank you. The next statement is, serving in Congress shouldn't be about making headlines. You have to deliver substance. Chavez the Reamer is making headlines by taking credit for laws that delivered billions to the district, but she voted against those laws. She hasn't done anything about inflation, but she voted to cut nutrition assistance programs for women and children struggling in this economy. She hasn't done anything about the border, but she supported Republicans who killed a border security deal so they could keep making headlines about it in this election.
I feel strongly about that.
Mm-hmm. Does this bother you a great deal, quite a bit,
yeah.
Just some,
great
or not
deal.
At all?
Let's get it. It's a great deal. It's a deal.
Thank
it's a
you.
Big deal.
The next statement is, Lori Chavez the Reamer broke her promise to us. She ran as a pro-choice candidate and said she supported a woman's right to choose. But in Washington, she voted to restrict access to abortion and supports that national ban on abortions that would override Oregon law. We need someone in Congress who will stand up for women's rights, not break their promise to Oregon women.
You know, I'm bothered by that. Okay, greatly. Put it down. You got it.
Thank you. Then we have Chavez the Reamer is a MAGA extremist who is fighting harder for Trump and his agenda than Oregon families. Instead of supporting law enforcement, they are attacking the courts to protect Trump from being held accountable. And their budget proposals would raise taxes on the middle class while cutting taxes for big corporations and repealing the Affordable Care Act. The last thing we need in Congress is more MAGA extremists.
I agree with that. Last thing
and
we need. No, we don't even need that last. We don't need it ever.
And does that bother you a great deal, quite a bit, just some, or not at all?
The MAGA extremists bother me a whole bunch. That's what I've been saying through this whole thing is the separation, and I'm extremely left. I'm an extreme leftist.
So how should I record your answer on this one?
Oh, as negative as possible.
We just have a great deal or quite a bit?
A great deal. It bothers me.
Now, second to last statement, we have Lori Chavez the Reamer voted to cut billions from our Border Patrol and Immigration Police. She voted to defund federal law enforcement by 22%, making it harder for them to do their jobs to protect us. Those cuts mean less money for investigations that stop human and narcotic trafficking, public corruption, kidnappings, terrorism, and cyber crimes. She's voting to cut funding for law enforcement she's voting to let billionaires cheat on their taxes. Lori talks on crime, but her record speaks loudly about her real priorities.
Yeah, greatly.
Thank you very much. And last statement we have is, our democracy is being threatened, yet Chavez the Reamer is standing with Trump and MAGA lies about the 2020 election being stolen and supporting politicians who refuse to say they'll certify. Yes, people refuse to say they'll certify the upcoming election if Trump loses. And instead of fighting to secure our voting rights and guaranteeing that every ballot is counted, she's supporting those who are even attacking vote by mail. The stakes are too high for us to support Chavez the Reamer, who won't protect our democracy and Oregon's vote by mail system.
I agree with you.
And does that bother you a great deal, quite a bit, just some, or not at all.
A great deal. All of it.
Yeah.
It's all trash. Go ahead.
Okay. Now, I'm going to ask you for the last time. If the election for Congress were held today, would you vote for Democrat Janel Bynum or Republican Lori Chavez de Rima?
Well, you've convinced me that I won't vote for Lori Chavez Dreamer. That's all it's about.
So how should I record your answer?
It's not Lori.
Unfortunately, I cannot choose for you, so I need you to tell me. How should I record your answer?
I'm not going to make that. I'm not going to say that I'm going to vote for someone that I haven't checked mm-hmm. those references on.
Okay. And even though you say, okay, that's fine. And even though you say you're undecided, if you had to decide right now, which candidate would you lean towards? Democrat Janel Bynum or Republican Lori Chavez de Rima? If you're undecided again, let me know as well.
I would lean away from Lori Chavez de Rima.
So how should I record your answer?
You're not giving me options that are viable.
Okay. So would that be an undecided or would that be another option?
You'll have to put it undecided. You'll have to put that.
Thank you.
But that's not the choice I want.
Okay, thank you. Now, I want to read you a statement that Janel Bynum, that Janel Bynum's opponent has made about her and Bynum's response to get your reaction. Janel Bynum's opponent says she's soft on crime, liberal, who is Oregon's most pro-criminal and anti-victim politician. She supported a plan to release 2,000 criminals from jail and voted to give millions of dollars to groups that want to defund the police. And while Portland was being torn apart by rioters, Bynum said that she was pleased to see the protests. Bynum is too liberal, and her actions have made it harder for police to do their job and shows that she cannot be trusted to keep Oregon families safe. Now, supporters of Janel Bynum says this attack is just an attempt by Chavez de Rima to distract from her extreme records in Congress and the damage she's done to Oregon families. Chavez de Rima supports a national abortion ban, even for victims of rape and incest. Chavez de Rima has voted to cut Social Security and Medicare, strip health care protections away from Oregonians, and cut taxes for billionaires. She'll be just another rubber stamp for Donald Trump. Now that you've heard that information, I want to ask you one last time. If the election for Congress were held today, would you vote for Democrat Janel Bynum or Republican Lori Chavez de Rima?
Who else is on the ticket?
Excuse me?
Who else is on the ticket? If the election was today, there would be more than just two people on the ticket.
Since we are required to read verbatim, we don't have much information more than this.
So you're presenting a situation that can't possibly happen and asking me to make a decision about it.
So how should I record your answer on this one? Still undecided?
Yeah, you're going to have to put undecided because you're not giving me any kind of a choice.
Thank you. Now, these last few questions are just for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
I got associate's degrees. I got a couple of associate's degrees.
Thank you. And is that, okay, never mind. Now, are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Living with a partner.
And do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
None.
Are you or is any member of your household a member of a union or employee association?
Not that I know of.
Okay, thank you. And in the 2020 election for president, did you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
I voted for Joe Biden.
Thank you. And with this, we conclude the survey. So thank you very much for your patience and your time. We really appreciate it. Have a wonderful day.
Okay. Bye.
Thank you. Goodbye.